Podbot.ai. In Miranda v. Arizona, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination obliges law enforcement to tell suspects being interrogated while in custody that they have the right to remain silent and that they should have a lawyer. Before the Miranda ruling, a person had the right to remain silent if he was in police custody and could not disclose incriminating information. In order to exercise this right, the person had to inform the official that he was exercising it. In Griffin v. California, 380 U.S. 609, the Supreme Court ruled that the jury could silence the evidence against the defendant without admitting guilt in a trial in which defendant invoked his right of the Fifth Amendment not to incriminate himself against prosecution. In Miranda v. Arizona, 384 U.S. 436, the court also ruled that when a person is taken into custody and was substantially deprived and questioned by authorities, the privilege of self-incrimination is at risk and may be outside of their protection under the Fourth Amendment. Under U.S. Code SS 6002, a witness who is granted immunity and refuses to incriminate himself may be refused a court order, and the witness may be detained in contempt of court. The application of the right to a fair trial to companies that accept other rights, such as the right to silence and privilege against self-incrimination, is clear when the company is suspected of a crime. In order to minimize the harm to plaintiff if the defendant invokes that privilege, the court may in its sole discretion and in a way appropriate to the plaintiffs, punish the exercise of constitutional rights by prohibiting the defendant from issuing a negative judgment if the defendants continue to assert the privilege, or by ordering suspension of civil proceedings pending clarification of criminal charges against him, or the exclusion of nonpartisan witness testimony or inconclusive testimony. There is an exception to this rule when the plaintiff in civil proceedings and the defendant in criminal proceedings are forced to choose between renouncing the privilege or losing the fast-track criminal proceedings. The Sixth Amendment gives you the right to consult with your attorney before answering questions during interrogation by law enforcement. It also gives you the right to have your lawyer present at your hearing. The right to counsel applies not only to your interactions as a private citizen, but also to interactions with law enforcement authorities. Consider the fact that the law enforcement agencies will not be on your side if you are arrested and detained, even if a friendly law enforcement agency seems to be there for you. Law enforcement will try to get you to talk and warn you, and if you do not comply, it can lead to a worse punishment. Regardless of the circumstances, you can protect yourself by avoiding talking to law enforcement when you are arrested, except to say that you will invoke your right to remain silent and your right to have an attorney present on all matters. You are free to leave the country if you have not been arrested, but the right of the Fifth Amendment to remain silent does not protect you when you leave. The Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution protects defendants from being forced to incriminate for a crime. Detectives and law enforcement officers routinely interrogate suspects to get even incriminating answers. Those arrested have the right to remain silent and are not obliged to answer police questions. The Fifth Amendment's right to self-incrimination provides protection against being forced by the government to enter a password without the evidence that the person knows the password. Proving the ability to enter the password disarms the privilege of self-accusation by making the testimonial aspect of the knowledge production of the password a foregone conclusion. The use of handcuffs on a suspect when Terry was stopped violated the rights of suspects in the Fourth and Fifth Amendments of the Constitution. No matter if you are in Tarrant County, Dallas County, or another city in Texas, your Fifth Amendment rights protect you against self-incrimination, intimidation, and coercion in the United States of America. Supreme Court rulings mean officials don't have to inform you of your rights. If your lawyer can prove that at the time of your arrest you did not read your rights, that you were not provided with legal assistance during the hearing or that information, that could lead to a self-report was provided, you can drop your case and have it dismissed. In addition to the protection provided by the Fifth Amendment, other federal laws protect the rights of self-incrimination. Miranda's rights are rooted in the Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. Malloy has integrated that protection into the states. The court concluded that he had not renounced Miranda's rights when he signed a declaration that he did not understand Miranda's rights. The court ruled that the questioning was forcible and that Spiotta had not passed on his rights to a lawyer. It instructed jurors that jurors could draw negative conclusions about TD Bank to determine the bank's liability for Spiago's silence. TD Bank argued that the court made a mistake in allowing Kakina to answer questions, including evidence confirmation, and allowed the jury to draw negative conclusions about TD Bank because Spinoza's refused to answer the questions. Lawyers claim the defendants in the case had paid large sums in structured settlements to avoid litigation. The requirement that the company release the money to the victims within a certain period of time or postpone payment has forfeited the right of the victims to breach confidentiality. In other words, being charged with a crime is not the answer to a police question. This question is no longer one of the science fiction conspiracy theories. It is our current reality.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Lily and this was episode 1290 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.